Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
It's not a day if I'm not getting some sort of criticism for the game show as we join in, have AD join us for the spillover.
What's the criticism?
Well, people are saying that the Foreman grill was the technical right answer. I would not have done that if I was going for that answer. I gave George Foreman in the answer the question.
Okay, ask AD to be the arbiter here.
Did you hear the question, AD, the first one for the trivia? The question was this. Boxer George Foreman had his famous cooking device released in 95, which you're still around today. What's the name of it? Jake, the caller, said the Foreman grill, which the text line believes should be the correct answer. I was going for the lean, mean grilling machine.
I got to be honest. I'd never heard of
either of
them. The lean, mean grilling machine.
Nor have I. Now, I'm not saying.
I'm just saying. That's just me. I've always thought it was the George Foreman.
I thought it was a George Foreman
grill. We need
to
get a picture of the grill and see if I'm crazy. Because, again, this was from a trivia site.
No, you're fine.
You know I didn't make that question up myself.
But this is not a criticism. No, I just never heard of it.
You know what it is? It shows you how strong his brand, his name is. Because you know that his name, before you even know the name of the, the actual product, is like George Foreman Grill.
No, I was totally taken aback by that.
I think we've got a caller that's going to get mad at me for something. It might be Jake again calling in, possibly.
We have a caller right now. The fix is in.
Nick is writing this. He says, the fix is in that Jake should get the dub. The win.
Well, I mean,
he would have got the win because he would have gone the tiebreaker.
Right. So no, you can't get the win
necessarily.
I was surprised.
And I'm not faulting you, Jake. I just didn't know the name of the grill was called the lean, mean grilling machine to consider
that, because I was going for one thing, and I think it'd be too obvious to have the Foreman grill because that was both things were in the question.
Yeah, his name was answered.
I thought it was a layup for the caller. Because I thought it was the George Foreman grill.
How about this? Jake, caller Jake, you got a great name, by the way. I'm being generous today. If you would like to have a free business box of bagels, but still take the L, I will have a bagel business box of bagels for you at the station, or a coupon to go take to Bagels and Joe. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
You still get the win, but I'm giving him, a tie, so to speak, for an unfair question.
That's fair. I am going to say this. Jake, I'm going to say this publicly. I am ramping up my seriousness on Shut Up, Sipple.
You already were serious, though. You were on the heater before the last week.
But
or
I
two.
Still wasn't really locked in on it. I am now locked in forevermore.
You're telling people that you were winning despite not being locked in.
Wasn't really locked
in. That's dangerous.
My mind would wander. I wouldn't always think things through.
But you got it right. A lot of questions right.
Yeah. Today, though, I thought things through, and I will do that more. And I won't give knee-jerk reaction sometimes. Knee-jerk answer sometimes where you don't really think it through. Then after you say it, you're like, oh, wait.
And Bill says, whoa, no, hang on. That's a good question.
That's not happening anymore.
I got a couple things before we get out of here from YouTube. People think I have not ignored it. I just don't look at it. I guess that's kind of ignored. I'm not intentionally skipping out on these comments.
Don't hurt your neck.
YouTube, Dustin says, Jake is showing his age, only responds to calls or texts. None of that social media riffraff per Dustin on YouTube, apparently.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? What other forms of criticism are there?
Kobe says, Jake's going to give some... I got to be careful about what I say about the YouTube breakers because they're going to revolt against me possibly. There's a revolt coming from the breakers on YouTube.
Is that right? For what reason?
For potentially, I guess, ignoring them.
Okay. Well, I mean, isn't it just as simple as saying we're not ignoring you and we will not ignore you? We will not
ignore
you.
I don't want to ignore anybody.
Right.
There's a lot of ways people chime in. I'm not trying to avoid anybody here, AD. I'm trying to be a friendly person.
How are you with YouTube? Do you read YouTube comments, AD?
You know, on our show, I don't have access to them on ours. Okay. I just kind of take care of our text line.
But see, our text line is where we go to.
Nick does a good job of looking at the YouTube, because I'd have to go from two screens to go from the YouTube stream to my main screen with my notes to the main screen. So it's a lot, but Nick reads those all.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If there's something on
there. I'm not ignoring you, Kobe, or conservative, or dog paw. Nobody. I see you.
Yeah, I'm going to say this for the producers. You guys have a lot of screens. You got
a lot of stuff going on over here.
There's a lot going
for
on
for sure. Plus,
but we definitely try to get to all the texts we possibly can within the show within time frame.
We try to make sure you're all a part of the show at all times.
The last thing we need is a revolt.
We don't need anybody revolting right now. Come on.
Yeah. No. There's a lot going on in this country. The last thing we need at the ticket is a revolt by the YouTubers.
We just tell YouTube, you were not alone.
Nice. You sing it to them. Yeah, you got to console them
that
a little bit.
That was beautiful. That made me happy.
I used to sing a lot in college.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
AD,
that was beautiful.
Well, I never played, so I would just sing to the ladies.
Just say. I got a question for you, AD. We started off the 7 o'clock hour. I had an article from Mike Farrell Sports. It was written by Rock Westfall. It said that Husker fans believe it's their birthright to dominate or be better than Iowa and Wisconsin. Do you feel the same way?
No. I mean, anyone who writes an article like that, not saying anyone, but when they write articles like that, to me, they're looking for clickbait.
That's what Jake said. It's the middle of June.
Yeah, or they're trying to rile feathers. And if you react, you did exactly what they wanted you to do. You know, Sip, this is your space. Ooh. You know where certain writers, because you can say that about a lot of fan base. You can say it about Iowa. You can say it about Wisconsin. You can say it about, now granted, the defense of those teams, they've been relevant, you know, in the past number of years. But I always look at that when you just choose one fan base and say, these people here. It's kind of like, no, you know, would you rather us not say anything?
Right.
We have a rabid fan base.
Right. I guess clickbait is a good word for it. But that's what you do. I mean, that's a lot of people.
He's doing his job.
Yeah.
Driving up clicks in the offseason.
Yeah, he's doing his job.
June clickbait.
June 19th, 20th.
But clickbait's not just relegated to June in this.
It's not. It's all the time. But this is
country.
If people are looking for sports stuff, it's a good time to deliver. There's not much going on
Birthright just depends, AD, what when you were birthed.
Right.
Like we were talking about Ben in 2004. Our producer, who was born in 2004.
Well, Nick's not far off. He wouldn't know either, really.
Yeah, and he wouldn't think it's his birthright that Nebraska beats Iowa and Wisconsin.
Well, my oldest, little AD's 25. Heck, the only game he remembers Nebraska being relevant, and this is not knocking Nebraska, it's reality, is when they were at the game when Ndamukong Suh, we beat Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he was like 7 or 6.
To avoid the Fiesta Bowl. Or to avoid the, what bowl was that, Jake? The bowl in El Paso, Sun Bowl.
Which you wanted to go to.
I did want to go. I was upset
that he didn't go to that.
Very good steak. Yeah,
and when Henry booted that through, I was devastated.
The stadium's going crazy. Sips from the press box.
I can't believe you just made that.
He's just saying, I mean, I know I said those words. You got to be kidding me.
Well, that's why we keep you around. You want to go to El Paso.
Yeah.
You'll get there sometime. Maybe this year.
You've never been to El Paso since?
No.
They have a restaurant there. It's either in El Paso or Amarillo. I think it's Amarillo. There's a restaurant called the Big Texan.
Okay.
I think that's in... Text line, help me out. It's either Amarillo or El Paso.
Okay.
And there's a restaurant called the Big Texan. And if you can eat a 72-ounce steak...
Bring it on.
You can...
Then what? What do you get?
You get your name on the wall. You picture yourself on the wall. Okay. It's either the Big... The restaurant's called the Big Texan. I can't remember where I went to it.
Did you eat the 72-ounce steak, AD?
Oh, bro. I struggled with the 12-ounce one.
Yeah.
Because there's so much meat on there, man.
No, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do a 72-ounce.
No, I'm the dude who gets the 6-ounce at Outback.
I might even take some.
You get the
doggy
five
bag.
Wings at Buffalo Wings and Rings. You get the 4-ounce steak.
6 ounce, Jake. 6 ounce.
No, you get 5 wings though at Wings and
Rings.
Right,
I do get 5 wings every time.
Why even go?
Why go?
I will always stand by why even go for 5. Get 10, eat 7, take 3 home and give them to somebody else.
It's not a bad idea.
Just do that. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon. Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.